Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week, I was in Boston standing before the graves of people like Paul Revere and Sam Adams, wondering what they would think of the country that they worked so hard to create. Then I returned to Montana just in time for a five-day news cycle that included the de facto legalization of same-sex marriage in even more states and an article that said that teachers in Nebraska are being told to remove all references to gender from their classrooms. That's right, it's now politically incorrect to call a boy a boy and a girl a girl. In fact, it's offensive. Teachers have been told to reference boy and girl as the B word and the G word, and to share examples with their students of times when they've used gender-specific language and how they could do it better next time. This is social engineering on steroids, and it reminds me of a song from the 80s that said, "Stop the world, I want to get off. This is too weird for me." I find myself wondering who we are and what we've done with our own country. These politically correct, crazy philosophies used to be confined to the nation's largest cities. Now they're in places like Lincoln, Nebraska, and soon they'll be right here in Montana. Marriage is another issue that points to a clear and distinct breakdown of the rule of law. Prior to the court's involvement, 36 states enshrined natural marriage in their state constitutions. They did it to fend off attacks by liberal judges. In some cases, these amendments were passed by popular votes of the people by 70 or 80%. Now, 10 years later, the number of states is almost completely reversed, with 30 states having legal same-sex marriage. The problem is, it was done by judicial fiat, contrary to the overwhelming desire of the people to keep natural marriage the law of the land. The left says that attitudes are changing, but the reality is that only 3 states have endorsed same-sex marriage at the ballot box, and together, they represent only 4.5% of the U.S. population. Cicero once said that time obliterates the fictions of opinion and confirms the decisions of nature. We're seeing that now with a dramatic shift in public opinion. In the past few months, support for same-sex marriage has dropped nationwide by 5%, according to Pew Research. People know inherently that marriage usually involves kids and that kids need a mom and a dad. They should not be part of a grand social experiment. For the American experiment in self-government to succeed, the will of the majority of people must be allowed to govern, either through their elected representatives or by direct vote. It should not be usurped by a small band of unelected judges acting as a super legislature to award by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus. It's time for us to step up to the plate, set aside our excuses, and re-engage. If we choose to sit on the sidelines during this election, then we'll get the government that we deserve. The founders placed our destiny in our own hands. What we do with that is up to us and us alone. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.